Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
What up, everyone? This is Travis again with another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. This is episode number 10. And I'm joined once again by my good friend, Chris.
I'm an okay friend.
Okay.
Yeah. At least I'm honest about it. I'm all right.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And since he liked you so much, we brought back Abel, too.
Oh, yay! I think I'm a better friend than Chris is.
I think it's a pretty safe bet to say.
By default.
Yeah. So, welcome back.
Ah, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Good to be back.
Oh, we might have you on one more time.
Oh, really?
Or twice.
Maybe. We'll see.
That's about it.
I don't know. My knowledge might be spent because, let's see, we had the wrestling stuff, which is its own podcast, mm-hmm. and then food. Like, well, what the hell else is there? Well, I watch TV a lot, but, and I think that's what we're going for here. But after that, dude, I might be tapped out. I don't know. My brain is empty, I guess.
Well, we'll...
Makes up for your stomach.
Says the stomach. We'll think of something for you, Abel.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into the episode this week, once again, folks, thanks for tuning in. And as always, we do appreciate any downloads we get. So if you want to tune in, tell your friends, you can catch us on the iTunes. Just do a search for Pop Culture Rewind.
The iTunes.
Damn right, yeah. Also on Stitcher, on the... is that just an Android thing, or is that...
No, it's on...
That's iPhone. Airbuddy.
Airbuddy?
Yeah.
All right. Go to Stitcher. You can look for Pop Culture Rewind on there. Follow us through social media. The Twitter?
The Twitter machine.
The Twitter machine.
The yes. Twitter.
Yeah. Chris, what is it?
At Pop Culture RWND.
You know, I ask you on purpose now. I just want to make sure you're paying attention.
I am paying attention. I'm getting my shopping early.
All right. You can also go to facebook.com/Pop Culture Rewind.
Yeah.
There you go. Give us a like on there. Follow us on Twitter. Oh, if you have any suggestions or if you want to give us some feedback, questions, anything, go to popculturerewind@gmail.com. And, of course, like I said, just tell your friends, click the download button anywhere you go to see us. So help support the show.
Indeed.
Indeed, indeed.
Yes.
Yes. Right. So this episode, we're going to be discussing something that's been around for years and years and years and years and years and years.
Food.
All you can't eat, right?
Yeah.
All right. No, this is not food. This is on the telly.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about sitcoms.
Sitcoms. Yes.
Sitcoms. Yes. Something that's been around throughout my whole life, mm-hmm. pretty much. Chris, what's a sitcom?
Oh, God. This is going to be good.
Explain to the listeners like me that have no idea what the term sitcom means.
Well,
all right. Sitcom is short for sit-down comedy.
It's situational comedy.
Oh, situational comedy. Yeah. Because it's the opposite of stand-up comedy, right? Yeah, sit-down comedy. That's what...
No, but I like that.
No? Oh, okay. That's what I always thought it was.
Really?
Really? Okay. So situational comedy?
Yeah, because there's always situations going on.
Okay.
But, to your point, go ahead.
Well, no, I...
Is that what you're going to say?
I'm wrong, I guess. Oh, okay. So let's move on. No.
Well,
Travis,
is
the most knowledgeable here, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, we got that on tape,
freaking,
right?
Freaking.
That's your new ringtone? Yeah. We know you're knowledgeable. We know you're knowledgeable.
It is now. And save. No.
Mr. Wikipedia, let us know. Yeah.
I don't have Wikipedia, oddly enough. No, basically, it's... Normally a 30-minute TV show, scripted. You have to say scripted now because otherwise you think it's like a reality show or whatever right. the case may be. But back in the day, kids, there were shows that actually had actors and actresses in them and scripts. Yeah, and plots and all kinds of different stuff.
No.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Mind blown.
I know, right? Yeah. So, of course, the usual tropes of sitcoms or the, you know, the laugh tracks or live audiences. Mm-hmm. And just different family situations or that you can get yourself into, and they
usually
resolve in within a 30-minute time frame.
Yeah.
22 with commercials.
And they're normally weekly episodic.
Yes.
Normally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Right.
Until it came on later on. Then it's weekly. Daily. Yeah. Okay. So, that being said, let's take a look back at a couple of different types of sitcoms themselves. First of all, the format of sitcom. We all know what a sitcom is. We're kind of joking around at the beginning there, but we all know what a freaking sitcom is. Other than Chris. Yeah. But has the format of sitcoms, has it gone away? I mean, is it more of a passé format?
Yes.
You think so?
I see so.
It was really popular when TV first came out. Sitcoms were like one of the first types of shows. Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason. I'll explain it to you later, Chris. You know, I Love Lucy, things like that. That's sitcoms, you know, and that's what every generation has its own classics, things like that. But nowadays, with the way the technology and people getting their fixes everywhere else, does the format still work?
I would like to say yes, but that's only me personally, because to me there will be a bit of nostalgia added to it. But when you actually look at TV, there's not any other sitcoms out there in the way the sitcoms were in the 80s and 90s. The only show that I could think of that is that popular enough to say, okay, this is worth arguing about over, is The Big Bang Theory. Because it has the laugh track, and you know it is 30 minutes, and it is resolved within that time frame. But I think Big Bang Theory might be a bit of an outlier because of the target demographic. People that like us, that did grow up, that were nerds, that are now in their late 20s, early 30s, that are living, that's like us, and it's what we used to watch when we were a kid.
Right.
But everything else on TV, it's not like that at all. It's either, you know, a drama or an hour-long comedy, like, you know...
That's all shows have gone to now. Yeah. It's like the hour-long dramas or action, if you will, is on some things, but yeah.
Or even the stuff like Parks and Rec, 30 Rock.
Okay, I'm glad you just brought that up.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The Office.
Yes. There are actually now over the course of the last 10, 15 years, because of shows like Office, they actually started a new type of...
Subgenre?
Not really a subgenre. It's just like, because it's changing with the way the times. Sitcoms, the whole laugh track, things like that, it gets old. Mm-hmm. So in order to change it up, the traditional sitcom was generally referred to as a multi-camera show. It's got multiple sets. So different scenes, they have different sets they go to, things like that, multiple cameras, things like that.
Okay.
And that is what you have, your live audience, your laugh tracks, your typical traditional sitcom. Whereas there's a new trend that's coming in over the last 10, 15 years, which is called the single camera shot, single camera show. And that's like your Office, your Parks and Rec, where it's more like shot movie style format, where there's no laugh track, there's no live audience, it's just your show, it just happens to be funny.
Yeah.
So, like Office, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, you know.
That's a good one.
Scrubs, Modern Family, I think that would be considered a winner.
Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting case, How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
That is single shot, but they actually included a laugh track to make their viewing audience more comfortable in watching the show.
Really?
Yeah. So, ta-da.
All right, well, I understand that now it's kind of passé to have a laugh track.
Yeah.
And I remember talking about this with a coworker of mine a few years ago that, oh man, you know, going back to the Big Bang Theory, oh man, this show is really, really good. I really like it. And he's like, he's younger than I am, so he's not from our generation. He was a little bit younger than I was. He's like, I don't like it because... they always stop to laugh. I mean, can you... like, who talks like that? Where they'll say a joke and then stop, and then other people laugh, and then you keep going. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're right, but it's kind of convenient. Because if I ever go to a movie that happens to be a funny movie, and I paid my $13 to get in the door, and they say something funny, and I'm laughing, and other people next to me are laughing, but then the people on the TV, on the screen, don't stop to laugh, and they just keep going with their lines, and you miss, like, half of the fucking show, you know? So I think there's a good stage reason, quote-unquote, to have a laugh
and that's
track.
That's interesting that now that's... I just take that as... I guess take it for granted that there would be a joke and you pause for the laugh and then you keep on moving.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that's just, that's natural
for
TV shows. But for, I guess, younger people growing up, the millennials or whatever you want to call them.
They don't have that.
Yeah. Hmm. It's interesting.
So, I mean, I guess what? They're intended to just be sitting there in silence and then after the show's over, like, hold it all in. Hold it all in and then release at the end of the show?
No, you laugh on Twitter. You tweet about it.
Then all the more reason to have a laugh track. If there's a laugh track, that gives you that extra split second to use it to send out a tweet.
Yeah. I would say you can do it to the commercials, but you can just fast forward to the commercials. So, you can't even do that. So.
Yeah.
All right. What are your earliest memories of, or not memories, or your or shows that you remember watching growing up?
Oh, man. I remember, like, and this is as far back as my brain can go, but I'm sure that there was more experiences before that. But I remember TGIF.
Right.
Every Friday night. Going out and watching that, you know, staying in with mom and dad because, you know, you're that young that you're not concerned with how unhip it is to stay in on a Friday night. You're like, I'm going to go home after school and I'm going to watch TV. You know, and you're
nobody
like,
did that, Abel.
Yeah. No. I was. Like, between the hours of, like, 3:30 and, like, 6, whenever TGIF started, it was like, oh, come on, hurry up. I'm waiting for TGIF. Hurry up. You know, it was like the highlight of my week, you know.
How crazy is that that Friday prime time was the best spot for TV shows? Nowadays, that's like the death knell for ratings. Nobody watches TV on Friday.
Right.
It's funny how the times have changed that much. Where now if you say, we're going to debut this brand new hot show, it's going to be on Friday at 7 o'clock.
Right. Nobody's going to watch it.
Good luck with that, Fox.
I never got a chance to do TGIF because being raised a Jehovah's Witness, Friday night was church night.
From
7:30 to 9:30. So I caught like the first half of Family Matters, and after that, I got no resolution because I went to church.
Well, was there any other experience aside from the TGIF?
Man, I go old school. I have memories of the Brady Bunch.
All right.
That's a good one.
I have memories of Adam's Family.
A really good one too.
I have memories.
And the Munsters.
Yeah, the Munsters. Yeah. I've got old school memories of Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh,
And Mama's Family. Love me some Mama's Family.
You know, Randy, my girlfriend, she loves Mama's Family too. She's always talking about it, you know.
That is interesting. Some of those shows you just mentioned, first of all, my wife is a big Mama's Family person. Yeah. She used to love that show. But some of those, like Adam's Family, Beverly Hillbillies, I want to say even, you know, Brady Bunch, I Love Lucy.
Leave It to Beaver?
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a classic, that, like Andy Griffith Show, things like that. Those are classics. I didn't really get into those shows, but, you know, you've seen episodes of them just throughout the years.
Yeah.
But there was, I think Nickelodeon, Nick at Night. It wasn't even that, because it was during the daytime. I remember there was like a block of these classic shows.
Yeah.
I know for sure Nick at Night.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I guess, the pioneer for what became syndication for sitcoms. Because when TBS came around, that was the first like superstation TBS.
Yeah.
So that was where like syndication, all these other shows like started. They had to fill up the time slots.
Yeah.
So that's when they started buying out shows, get your time frames going on. Syndication began. Hoo ha! There it goes. So. Nick at Night, I remember Nick at Night for sure. because that's where they would play all the classic shows, the ones we just mentioned there. And then, like, Nick at Night has always been around, and they'd always play, like, shows from, like, 10 or 20 years before.
Yeah.
Just as reruns. So,
Now, maybe for you, it was Nick at Night. for, you know, us broke Mexicans that didn't have cable.
Do tell, sir. Yes.
We had Channel 20. Well, if you're not from the Houston area. What was it before? It was called UPN. Can't remember what it was called.
I don't
remember. But
KRIV is 26.
That's Fox, so...
I can't remember what UPN was before.
KHOU was 11.
Well, it was whatever UPN was before that, and then, of course, the WB, you know. So back then, when if you were somebody that didn't have cable, that's where you got all of your syndication of crazy sitcoms. But then there was also other sitcoms that they started to do their own original stuff in there as well. But I guess that comes a little bit later in the 90s. We're still talking here about 70s and 80s.
Oh, no, go ahead. I mean, we're just kind of jumping all around the place.
Oh, okay. Because
there was, you know, like you said, these new startup, I guess, non-broadcast networks. You know, these other cable networks started mm-hmm. coming through in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're still around today, but obviously. But they started creating their own TV shows.
Yeah.
And that's, that was...
KTXH was Channel 20.
Well, what company was that?
If I didn't have a... Did it have a...
They didn't have a company.
No?
They didn't always have names.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that one had a name. I thought it was something before it was UPN.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, whatever.
Thank you, Chris. All right. Yeah, and now I think more recently now it's like TBS is like the hotspot for like syndication.
Because mm-hmm.
now they're playing all kinds of shows from the 90s that...
that were around during the 90s, yeah.
But for me, I know I asked you the question. I'll ask myself here, what's some of the earliest shows that I remember watching? I think I just named a few there. With the Addams Family, Beverly Hillbillies, the ones you showed. Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Gilligan's Island, yeah. That was like the first show that I remember like having to watch. Because I was already in syndication, and every day after school, I'd go home and, you know, just watch every...
What's really funny about that is that we mentioned that after we mentioned all these other shows, but I think Gilligan's Island may have been, like, the first mega sitcom that everybody watched, you know?
Yeah. There was success. There was the classics.
Yeah.
I mean, I Love Lucy. I mean, that's going to be way up there, too. You know, but more getting to more modern times in that for that.
Well, I guess in that area, maybe I Love Lucy was the juggernaut, and then in the next wave, it's probably Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, because 50s and 60s, yeah. Brady Bunch.
Honeymooners before.
Yeah, Honeymooners. Yeah, I Love Lucy, Honeymooners.
Three Stooges? How old does that go?
Were they on a show?
When they used to have episodes.
They had shows. Yeah.
They had episodes, and then they had like three-part episodes, like little bits. Kind of like old Nickelodeon cartoons where it was like two little mini shows, like episodes in its own like 30-minute show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
before Three Stooges had three parts, they used to have complete episodes.
I wonder if you would, if TV folk would classify that as a sitcom. I wonder if they have a different classification for that. I don't know, because we're not TV folk. We're just nerds who watch TV.
What's your definition of TV folk?
People that are in the business. Insiders.
Yeah.
Hollywood types.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. If anybody's
Let me call one.
If anybody's listening, that's a Hollywood type.
I would think...
an insider.
I can type Hollywood.
You can type Hollywood?
Barely. Okay, then the 70s came around. We have All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Archie Bunker.
Oh, yeah. Where they're sitting at the piano?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
I know, I got that.
I always thought that show was annoying. I don't know why.
I thought Good Times was annoying.
Yeah, Good Times. Forgot about that.
Good Times. I can see what we're saying on that one. What about the Jeffersons?
Oh, my God. George and Wheezy. Never gets old. Never gets old. George.
So there's Three's Company that was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was a show that was, of course, before my time, but on Nick at Night. And you were watching it a little bit older when I was maybe 10 years ago. It was still on Nick at Night. Yeah, there was a lot of sophisticated humor on that one.
You didn't realize how dirty that show actually was.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just the premise. I mean, if you're a little kid, you're really not going to get.
Oh, it's just two ladies and a guy, yeah, and they live together, whatever, yeah, and they'd say funny stuff. Like, yeah, that's how I viewed it when I was
Because there's
younger.
A lot of physical comedy.
Yeah,
with John Ritter. And
yeah, like, I was like, well, who's that old guy? Is that just, like, their grandpa? Like, I don't get it. But, like, later, oh, it's the landlord. Oh, yeah,
that's
okay.
Our first taste of, like, yeah, adult television.
Yeah, yeah, it yeah was.
True.
It yeah was so dirty. Even for its time, it was dirtier than most stuff on TV.
Yeah. Jack Tripper, man, he was a horny little bastard.
Yeah, he was.
Give me a week, Mr. Furley, I'll have your money.
But, I mean, look who he's living with. I mean,
yeah. I don't blame him.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, yeah. Blue Ball City.
That was the second runner-up for the title of that show.
Yeah, yeah. Should we call it Three's Company or Blue Ball City? This poor guy, his balls are going to be the bluest. But, yeah, I definitely feel different about that show now than I did back then.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Of course, in the 70s, I had some other stuff like MASH. Never really got to MASH, just because of the time.
Is MASH a sitcom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think so?
The last couple episodes were depressing as fuck, but I remember that being I remember that being a sitcom. Yeah.
Well, that, and it was, wasn't it an hour long? And wasn't it shot in a different way? Shot like it was a drama?
But yes, that was the, yeah, it was shot like it was not a comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was.
Okay.
But, anyway, so there's that. Then let's move on to the 80s and the 90s. And
okay.
More, not current stuff, but more recent than what we're just talking about.
More in our wheelhouse.
Yeah. Man, we could just, like, throw out names of sitcoms, and I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of it or seen it or something. So,
okay, well, I got one to test some people out there, then.
We'll get to that here in a second.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm going to start throwing these out here. Family Ties. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Have you heard of that, Chris?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. Growing Pains.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yes.
Alyssa
yes
Milano.
Okay.
No, that is Who's the Boss.
Yeah, Who's the Boss. Ooh, Who's the Boss.
Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, I loved Mr. Belvedere. I loved that show so much. I don't know why. I was a kid. I didn't get it. But I was like, oh, that funny old man. Like, I liked him. Yeah. You know?
I always liked the end of it when he was, like, doing his journal at the end of the...
Yeah.
I don't know why I liked that. Yeah, it was just different, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of English.
Maybe.
And when I was a kid, that was my only outlet for English.
Yeah.
I don't know. We said those. Okay. Night Court.
Yeah.
Night Court.
Really, Abel? No, really? Yeah. Night Court? Okay. Yeah.
I remember huge, tall, bald guy intimidating.
Bull.
Yes.
John Larroquette.
Yeah.
And Harry Anderson was the judge. Have you ever seen...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. That's a show that actually kind of... I want to go back and rewatch that just as an adult to see, because I know there's jokes that I missed somewhere in that show.
What channel was that on? Was that on cable channels?
No, I don't think so.
No, that was syndication.
That's where I remember seeing it. It was Nick at Night. Yeah.
Okay. Nick at Night's cable.
That's on syndication, not when it first came out. Anyway. Yeah, okay. Okay, some other ones. Charles in Charge.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Scott Baio.
I remember being okay on that one. Like,
you didn't like, man, the girls on that show?
Again, I was a kid. Making early bloomers over here.
I was a young man. I set my standards high after watching television.
We are a couple years older than this guy.
Yeah. Don't let the facial hair fool you.
Yeah.
Facial.
Yeah. Jesus. All right. Some more bigger name ones, more popular ones. Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Bastard. That is another juggernaut show for its time. Everybody loved Cheers.
Yeah.
I was on Cheers. Like, I didn't. I don't know. As a kid, I didn't really.
Because you're not white.
Maybe. I don't know. I just was like, okay, whatever. You know what else is on? Cheers never got my attention.
Mine neither, but I still watched it. But it wasn't something that I was dying to watch. Like, oh my god, I gotta find Cheers. If it was on, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah, I was dying to watch Mr. Belvedere. I wasn't dying to watch Cheers.
Well, I mean, I guess if you just look at the overall like setting of everything, it's in a bar. It's, you know,
yeah.
Maybe it's the setting. Maybe it turned you off of it or something.
Yeah, maybe I just didn't know anything about it. Like, I didn't
bunch of old
to
white
it
guys talking.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Norm. You know who Norm is?
I know who Norm is. Okay, yes. I liked the beginning opening, the music.
Like, who doesn't know that theme?
Yeah, that was, I love that. But then once they were done with it, I'm like, okay, change channel. Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the first shows where it was a long-running show, and they actually changed their cast, and it, like, refocused the show to an extent, and they just kept on going. So that's just something for its time.
I might be jumping the gun on this here, but I think that may be also the only show in sitcom history that had a successful spinoff show in being Frasier. Is there any other show that had a spinoff that was successful?
Successful spinoff. Well, Frasier definitely, because I think Frasier ran almost as long as, or if not longer, than Cheers did.
And I loved Frasier.
Yes.
I loved Frasier. Cheers, I didn't care about. When I found out that Frasier was in Cheers, I was like, what? Like, I didn't know. Like, oh, okay, well, let me go back. Oh, he was in there. Oh, that's where his ex-wife was from. Oh, all right. And, you know, not realizing it, you know, until after the fact when I was already watching reruns of Frasier.
There's been successful spinoffs of main shows, but
not to that level.
No. I think the first one that comes to my mind of another successful spinoff is Mork and Mindy.
That was a spinoff of what?
Happy Days.
Yeah.
What? Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of Happy Days?
Yep.
What? Really?
Nanu.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit. I had no idea.
Proves he's younger than us.
Nah.
Yeah. Basically, that reaction is the reaction I had when I found out about Frasier and Cheers.
I know there's some other good ones, but those two are like the two main ones that I'm thinking of. There's actually, I'm gonna name something real quick here, and I think you're gonna take off on this. Facts of Life.
I've heard of it.
Fucking Tootie.
There you go. I think Bo was the first like tomboy character I remember seeing on TV.
Yeah.
Little biker chick. Anyway, so Facts of Life. What about Webster?
Webster was all right.
Webster. Which one was that one? That sounds familiar.
The one, Emmanuel, what's his name? The little short one.
What, you talking about Lewis?
No, not him.
No?
Yeah. Gary Coleman. Coleman, yeah.
Oh. Then I,
Really?
Yeah.
Webster. I mean, you don't even, like, if you say the name Webster, you won't even.
It sounds familiar, but I keep wanting to think about the dictionary.
Did any of you guys watch something that you didn't put on your list of, like, hieroglyphics there? Yeah. Did any of you ever watch Alf?
Yes! Alf is great.
You said you had one that you were trying to stump the audience with.
Oh.
Do it.
I think, well, I don't know if we're in that era yet.
Is it 80s?
I think it's 90s.
Okay, then
I think it was late 80s.
If it's what you're thinking of, then you're in the right place here, my friend.
Oh, okay. Well, then, this was a TGIF show. Early TGIF,
before TGIF was even a thing, and they just had sitcoms on that time slot
on Fridays, and it was before TGIF really became TGIF, and I think it was the first one in the block.
Yeah.
So it was like the lead in for everything else. So it wasn't like the most popular even in that, but I fucking loved it. Loved this show. And I never called it by its actual name. I always called it by its character name. And that's what I always tell my mom. Mom, I want to watch Balky.
Perfect Strangers!
Yes! Again,
love that show.
Again, another like example of I don't really know what's going on, but this character
Bronte
is funny.
Pinchot was the man.
Yeah, it was like this weird foreign guy with a funny accent. Aha, I want to watch it, Mommy. Like, I had no idea what was going on, or the fact that they were all living together, this and that, or what the plot line was. All I knew is the guy sounded funny, he acted funny, he was different, but I loved him. You know?
Don't be ridiculous.
You would have loved him in his little cameo in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Or just in Cop, just the first one.
He was in the other two, huh?
You know, I know that I've seen both of those movies. One, two, three, and was there a fourth?
No,
Beverly Hills Cop?
Not yet.
Yeah. I know I've seen those because I remember watching, but I don't remember Balky being in it.
Yes, he's in the
art. Oh, really?
Watch part one.
Oh, okay. I'll go back and rewatch it. Yeah.
I got a stumper. I remember we were talking about this topic maybe six episodes in on pop culture, and we just never got to start the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this to y'all, and y'all, one of you, the young one, looked at me like a deer in headlights. I loved watching Silver Spoons.
Yes.
Silver Spoons with Ricky Schroeder, who grew up to be a race car driver for the SCCA, And that show was the debut, I think, of Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yes.
Who ended up being Carlton in The Fresh Prince.
You are correct, my friend.
Oh.
Yeah, loved that show.
I always liked that because they had like ties into like other pop culture shit. Like they had Mr. T on the show.
Really?
Okay, Silver Spoons was Ricky Schroeder. He's a little spoiled, like Richie Rich, pretty much.
Okay.
He's a little kid, you know, rich kid. And he would get everything he wanted. And there's one episode, he's being bullied in school. Mm-hmm. So he just hired a bodyguard. Oh, Mr. T. So, yeah, that was a good show, yeah.
Love that show.
Man, now I'm going to try to, think. I've been naming off shows left and right, so I'm going to try to. Here's one. I'm not even going to ask you if you know about it.
Okay.
Gable. Small Wonder?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, don't look at me.
Okay.
Explain.
Okay. Small Wonder, it's about a guy who has he has a son, and he wants. I think the reason he wants to do this was to have someone for his son to play with or whatever, but he wanted a daughter, and he built a female robot.
What?
I think I do remember this.
She always wore a dress.
The battery pack was,
yes,
in the back.
Yep. That's
what?
It.
Right, like below, like on her lower back.
Yes.
I remember that show. I forgot the title though.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
It's the '80s.
Yeah. I mean, if Alf.
Small Wonder, you said.
Yeah. I remember the little boy's name was Jamie, and as a kid, I always thought that was kind of weird for the boy to be named Jamie.
Because he thought it was a girl's name? Yeah.
Oh, was a kid. You know, yeah, I was a kid. You know, so I was like, Jamie, I thought that was a girl's name. You know.
Yeah.
But, okay, there was one, Small Wonder. Chris, what about this one? Out of This World.
That sounds familiar to me.
Sounds familiar to me,
okay,
too.
It was the whole gimmick when this one was... this teenage girl, she was, her father was an alien, and you never saw him.
Oh.
And so because that, she had like a special ability, and every time she would
touch her fingers,
everybody,
yes,
would stop.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only time that she would communicate with her dad is there would be like this little cube on the coffee table, and it glowed whenever,
yeah,
he would talk. And it was a famous person that did the voice, and I can't remember who the famous person was that did the voice of the father, but anyway,
don't get me lying.
But anyway, those were
Burt Reynolds.
Really?
You're right. Yes, sir.
I'm on the wiki page right now. It's Burt Reynolds.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Now, see, if you didn't say the wiki page, like,
I would have been impressed.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
All right. Enough with the obscure ones. Let's talk about some like popular ones from that area.
Okay.
Hit them all already for the 80s.
Okay, oh. Some of these merge into the 90s here.
Okay.
90s here. Married with Children.
There you go.
Oh, man.
The times have been changing in the 90s, mm-hmm, because this was not your typical family, yeah, top Cosby Show family.
Yeah. Which, oh, we missed the Cosby Show.
Yeah, I was going to mention Cosby Show, but we talked about Cheers. And
somebody made a rape joke, so we just dropped it.
Yeah.
Married with Children.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Cosby Show is on syndication. I just found out they're going to be pulled from syndication because...
Really? Because of all the rape stuff?
The allegations.
Yeah. Wow. Huh.
Good figure.
That sucks for
guilty
all
guilty until proven guilty.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 2014 pussification of the United States.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sucks for all the other cast members that were getting royalties from that show.
Yeah.
Huh.
Did anybody ever like the black version of Married with Children? Anybody watch Martin?
Yes!
Oh, I
love Martin.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Not that much. But
I love Martin.
Every time Shanaynay came on the screen, I laughed. She'd have to say nothing. Stand there, chew her gum with a beehive weave. Oh, God. Freaking hilarious.
Yeah, Martin, that was a good one. Brawl Man. Comes through the window.
Yeah.
You said that Martin is the black Married with Children. Well, I have the off-brand Married with Children, and I actually like this better than I like Married with Children.
Don't say it.
Blasphemy?
Don't say it.
The one that was on the WB.
Unhappily Ever After. With the bunny.
With the fucking bunny. Yeah. I love that show.
That's it.
Yes. No. Don't high five that.
No, wait. The bunny.
The bunny.
And the big boob daughter were the only things I liked about that.
Really?
That's all I liked about it.
Oh, no.
Everything else was exactly a ripoff of Married with Children, and I couldn't stand it.
The only thing
that was different was Bobcat Goldthwait's voice of the bunny,
yes,
when they were in the basement. Like, that felt like that was literally its own show. Like, they could have done that for 30 minutes, and they would have had my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't actually give anybody money for those.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, of course, being younger, I didn't have the discerning eye, but at the time, I liked that more than I liked Married with Children, maybe just because of the bunny.
Dude, that's not an old show. I mean, what the hell?
That's late 90s.
Yeah, dude.
Late 90s?
Yeah, man.
It's still in the 90s range, but it was late 90s.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. I still like it.
It's weird because I think
because Married with Children was already canceled by the time
that
came out.
I think that show came out when Married with Children was on the decline.
No, it was already canceled. It was already done.
Really?
Yeah. Because I remember saying, oh, this is a... Okay, they're trying to recoup... Or no, they're not trying. It was a blatant ripoff of Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. I like it better.
You're entitled to your opinion,
even if
wrong.
It's wrong.
Yes. Right. Okay, here's another big one for me here. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
God. That's a Nick at Night staple. Like, they would play that, like, every day, and I never got tired of it. Ever.
I don't know if there's anybody that doesn't like that show.
White people.
No, white
even,
people
even
love
even
that show.
Yeah. Even white people, they love that show.
Yeah.
It's Will Smith. I mean, you only get whiter with Wayne Brady, and that's it. You know,
there's some jokes I'm wanting to pull from Chappelle's Show in there, but I'm not gonna.
Yes, yes.
And that's where you're going with that.
The 90s was where TGIF was like solidified as the one stop to watch television.
All right, mm-hmm. TGIF, Full House,
yes,
Family Matters,
mm-hmm.
Step by Step,
yep.
Was Boy Meets World on?
Yes,
TJ? In the beginning.
Yes,
it was. Okay, yes. You already mentioned. Well, I don't think it was part of the block, but yeah, Perfect Strangers. That predates that. I don't think it was on TGIF, but Home Improvement.
Yes, it was on TGIF.
It was
Yes,
okay, because I remember that was definitely ABC. I remember that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any ones I'm missing from TGIF?
I got one. Dinosaurs.
Yes.
Now that is a sitcom. That one would be because of the animatronics and everything. Mm-hmm. That's not that would be
the one camera thingy, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay, so I guess that kind of does predate all the
It was kind of an anomaly of a show. It would still be considered a sitcom because that's kind of how they treated it. I mean, they shoved it into, you know, TGIF, so I guess it's, you know,
it would
they
be
wanted it to be a sitcom.
Yeah, it's considered a sitcom for sure.
You could make an argument for it being kind of quasi-animation, but I mean, it's not animation. It was all the animatronics, so I don't know. It's kind of its own category. But I don't know. I feel different about that now than I did back in the day.
Okay.
You know?
We'll get to that here in just a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it... yeah.
Okay. I'll hold on to it.
Yeah. Okay, we mentioned Frasier. That was like throughout the whole 90s, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What about Friends?
Friends is my girlfriend's absolute favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
Of all the times. Yeah. She has all of them on DVD. She wants all of them on Blu-ray. Uh-oh. She could quote almost everything from Friends. And I don't mind that because Friends probably is the second best sitcom of all time.
I never
In your opinion?
It.
In my opinion.
Okay. Here's my issue with Friends. When it's in syndication, I'm going back and looking at some of these episodes. I didn't realize how much I did watch it originally.
Because
I felt like, personally, I fell off the rail of Friends. Because I liked it when it first came out.
You were off the bandwagon.
Yeah. What happened with me was that theme song got on my everlasting last goddamn nerve.
It got on your nerves?
Yes.
Really? You didn't like it?
No. Fuck the Rembrandts.
Okay. All right. You're entitled to your opinion and if it's wrong.
So, but yeah, that was a big staple of the 90s,
mm-hmm.
I think. And just going back.
And I mean, that also had like so many actors that went on to so many other different things, too.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You know, so it was really impactful just, you know, in Hollywood for both TV and film.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, here's a couple other ones. Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
I hated Roseanne. I hated that show.
White people.
Maybe. I don't know. I just found her very annoying.
Well, I mean, she can't
be.
The
rest of the family bounced it out. Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of Roseanne, but I liked John Goodman. I liked the Laura lady. The actress, she's named Laura. She's in,
oh, the sister.
Yeah.
Aunt Jackie.
Yeah, Aunt Jackie. I liked Aunt Jackie. And the kids were retarded funny. Like, that balanced out Roseanne, because there were times like, I got
Did you watch it when it was, like, on?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Me too. And that was a show that we did watch all the time. And I didn't understand it. Like, I didn't know what blue collar was back when I watched the show.
You couldn't look in the mirror? No, I'm just
kidding. The guy with a silver spoon up his ass over here. I don't know what blue collar is.
Okay, I didn't mean it like that. But, Well, even then, I was a kid.
Yeah, so, yeah, I know.
No, but when I watched it back then, I liked it for the kids. Because okay. I was a kid. I was around the same age as them.
Okay.
Going back and watching it now, I love John Goodman's performance in that show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's like a freaking hero. but, yeah. And I can now definitely relate to some of the situations that are on that show.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So, yeah. That's a show that I've gone on to, I think... I don't want to say appreciate more because I still liked it back then, but I like it for different reasons.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Being young, you can't really understand half of the humor. Like, even with Married with Children, like, I could relate to Married with Children now.
Right.
But back then, I couldn't understand half of the humor. Yeah, it was just funny because, Married Children.
Yeah. You don't know why you liked it. You just know it's I guess, crude.
I knew some of the references. I didn't know everything.
Yeah.
That was my exposure to Anthrax.
But now going back for Married with Children, it's like Al Bundy's like that poor bastard.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Right? Okay, so Roseanne's a good one. What about Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
Take it away, Abel.
I said earlier, Friends is the second greatest sitcom of all time. Seinfeld is the first greatest sitcom of all time. Of course, in asterisk, my humble opinion. You know,
yes.
Abel, you know, me.
But, well, you might be onto something on that one. I mean, that's... Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think that most sitcoms benefited from the fact that they were pretty much about nothing, but Seinfeld was the first one to embrace the fact that sitcoms are about nothing.
Right.
They were the ones that, like, saw through the veil of all the stupid gimmicks like Alf and the robot and this and that and whatever. Basically, it's all just, these are funny people that are normal, everyday people that are interacting with each other that get into funny situations.
Yeah.
And that's it. They boiled it down to the meat and potatoes, and they got it to where it was on point every episode, every single time. And it worked all the time.
Yeah.
So me and Randy, we argue back and forth. She thinks Friends is the best. I think Seinfeld's the best. And we always, you know, argue on which should be one and two. But I say Seinfeld's one, Friends is two.
Yeah. And Seinfeld, you know, the good thing about Seinfeld is if you watched it from the beginning, you're rewarded later on.
Yeah.
Because there's so many...
All the callbacks and references.
Hell, the season finale... Yes. Was nothing but literally callbacks to the whole series.
Yes, it was great. And, you know, you bring up the finale there. The finale was, like, a really huge event in TV.
Yeah.
That may be the first time for me remembering, okay, everybody in America is going to be talking about this. You have to watch it, and this is going to be a big event and thing. Nowadays, you know, it's like... Oh, the season finale of Walking Dead. Everybody's going to be on Twitter talking about it. Right. If there was Twitter back in that day, that would have been the first time that it would happen, and Twitter would have exploded and crashed and died. Because everybody was watching the Seinfeld series finale.
Right.
So I think that broke a little bit of ground, too. The fact that a sitcom, which is kind of like for a long time, was the redheaded stepchild of the TV and even movie industry, mm-hmm. you know, was... treated with as much respect as it was when Seinfeld ended.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just the format of the show itself, you know, and starting off with his little stand-up routines, which led into the actual episode. And yeah, it was good. I mean, and plus you can see it all the time on TBS now anyways, but
mm-hmm.
I've probably seen all the episodes multiple times.
Out of order.
Yeah. Which is funny because now... watching the shows out of order, you can say, okay, I know where this is at in the time frame because I know this has already happened or this hasn't happened.
Which, that was another thing that was unique about Seinfeld in its time, because they were one of the first series to go into a season and actually have story arcs, which the big one was, oh, Jerry is going to make a TV show.
About Seinfeld, about the show. Yeah,
and the show was called Jerry.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Oh, it's a show about nothing. It was weird because it was, like, so meta, you know.
It was meta before meta was meta.
Right, exactly.
That was meta.
That was meta. I don't know, Chris, you're awfully quiet over there. Say something.
I hated Seinfeld. Between Seinfeld and Friends, I stayed away from all that.
Really?
I could never get into it.
You know, it's funny because we mentioned TGIF. We did not mention... NBC's Thursday Night Block.
Okay.
Must See TV?
Yes, Must See TV.
Yeah, that was the name of the block, right?
Must See TV. It was, yes.
Uh, I believe like the precursors of all that was Cosby Show, Cheers.
Okay.
Those started dropping off, and that's when we started getting Friends and Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think those. That's a good track record for any network to have. Yeah. Those four shows,
mm-hmm.
and then Frasier after Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
So five shows.
Mm-hmm. You know, the only other show that I really remember that is "quote unquote" must see TV. Because when I think about those shows that you just mentioned, you know, Seinfeld, Friends, whatever, I think of them as standalone, and I don't think of them
as
a block of must see TV. The only show that was in that block that whenever you say must see TV, I think of that block is Mad About You. And that's not necessarily a compliment from me, anyway. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, Mad About You, that's a show where I know that and maybe to a lesser extent, Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm. That's later on.
Yeah, but those two shows, I think, appeal to, well, not appeal, I mean, the subject matter in general was...
It was progressive.
For adults. It wasn't really meant for children, because... Mad About You is about a couple who's married in an apartment. Like,
mm-hmm.
the kids aren't, you know, that's not geared towards kids.
Yeah.
yeah, Will and Grace, that was another must. I think that was on must-see TV.
I think it was, but later down the line.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have dropped the branding by the time that came around, but yeah, I think you're right.
But I just never really got on that show either. And that's like Will and Grace, and I think Will and Grace is, if you look at like top 10 lists or top 20 lists of all time sitcoms, I think Will and Grace always pops up on some of those lists.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I just never got into the show.
You? Chris?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, moving right along. There's actually one other show that I wanted to bring about because it was a sitcom that wasn't on prime time that wasn't geared towards adults. Saved by the Bell.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I loved Saved by the Bell.
I guess, yeah, technically that is a sitcom, but it was a Saturday morning sitcom, which is kind of unique.
And on NBC.
On NBC. Well, wasn't
originally,
it like Saturday afternoon, though? Because
no,
it didn't come on like around 12 or 1?
Like 10 or 11.
So it was morning.
Now, for
me. It was after the cartoons, though.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, nothing interrupts the cartoons.
Then.
Yeah. For me, though, it was... mornings, Monday through Friday, before I went to school. It was already on syndication.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the syndication was for the precursor to Saved by the Bell, Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
I've never heard of
that. First season of Saved by the Bell, where it was focused on the teacher instead of the kids?
Exactly.
Yeah. What?
It was in junior high. It was not high school.
Really?
It had Zach, Screech, and Lisa.
And that's
as
it.
They
that
were kids.
It. As in junior high.
Those are the only ones that made it to the transition of Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
Later on, they rebranded that as like season like 0.5 of Saved
Something
by
like
the
that,
Bell.
Yeah, yeah.
And like before every episode, Zach would do an introduction
of remembering
stuff in middle school, and it was mostly about the teacher, Miss Bliss. And Mr. Belding was the other one.
Mr.
Survived.
Belding, yeah.
Mr. Belding was the other
really?
One.
Yeah.
It was Miss Bliss.
I feel like that's like Super Mario, the Lost Levels type stuff right there.
Kind of.
Well,
really?
It's weird because it was on syndication for a while, but it was... because it came on before anybody knew what Saved by the Bell was, obviously. You can see it before. It doesn't really get a lot of recognition.
Wasn't there like a gap between a year or two? Because I know the Zach that was Mark Paul Gosselaar, when he was in Miss Bliss, he was younger, and then when he went into Saved by the Bell in high school, he had a growth spurt or something. He looked like
no,
tried
it
to
was
pass.
The first. It was 87 to 89 for the
Miss
precursor,
Bliss.
Yeah, and then 89 to 93 for Saved by the Bell.
Okay,
yeah. And then later on, then it did go to the college years, nobody really watched.
Right.
I watched it, but it's
I
like,
liked it. Okay.
I didn't watch it.
It's all right. It wasn't the same. I don't think.
I think in the beginning it was cool, and then when they started bringing back all the old people from Saved by the Bell to try to get the fans
because
to watch
it
again,
yeah.
I was like,
and at that point you're kind of, you know, breaking the fourth wall there because it's like, oh,
I thought you were dead.
They should have graduated high school, and then bringing them back, so they should have, you know, parted their separate ways. So if you're going to have a show about high school and it's about a certain group of students, eventually the longest that show could run is 4 or 5 years tops if they're stupid, you know?
Yeah.
Because eventually
it's
they have
a
to
high
graduate.
School full of Nelson Muntz.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember about, well, not the only thing, but one thing that's popped in my head about college years was there was an episode where they actually got Slater to join like a Chicano group
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, oh, geez. Okay. So, I don't know. I remember that. And, of course, they brought back Kelly and Zach got together finally. And there was a wedding. They did the wedding on the show.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember commercials or something for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they did a wedding, like a wedding, like two-parter episode. It was like the finale.
Yeah.
It was the finale, I think. That was like the
ending. Where they went to Vegas.
Yeah. They did a movie. There was a movie also. Yeah. College Year of the Movie. Yeah. And that was, I think there was that one, and there was, well, they did specials throughout the years of Saved by the Bell, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawaiian special.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's that could be saved for a whole other episode.
Yeah.
Can
I toss out another sleeper that probably doesn't get as much credit as it should?
Good.
Just Shoot Me. Does anybody remember that?
Is that with David Spade?
David Spade, yeah.
I'm not the biggest David Spade fan, so...
Not a lot of people are, and honestly, I'm not, but in that show, that particular show, I really liked that. Not necessarily him, but the show. I really liked it. You know, and I know that, like, a lot of people kind of feel about David Spade the same way how they kind of feel about Pauly Shore. Like, oh, he kind of sucks, and he's not as funny as he thinks he is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you move past that, and you just watch the show for being the show... You like it. At least I did. I really like that show.
I don't know if this would be a sleeper or not, but Drew Carey Show.
Oh, my God. That was another... Yes, that was a TGIF show, wasn't it?
I know it was on ABC. I don't think it was TGIF,
no.
though.
TGIF.
No,
maybe it was on a different night of the week, but yeah, that was a really good show.
Yeah. Craig Ferguson debuted in that one. He was his boss.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Remember Mimi? With all the little trolls?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
God, the trolls, yeah.
Yeah, the trolls everywhere. It was cool.
Well, speaking of the bastard, I don't know if this counts. I loved Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
No, it's not a sitcom.
It's not a sitcom. It doesn't count. I don't think it counts.
No,
but it's
a
great TV.
Why? Because I sat down, I laughed, it was in front of a live studio audience.
It's not scripted. That's the point of the show, it's not scripted. It's more like... comedy athletics, like they're trying to outdo each other. It's like sports, really. It's comedy sports. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're competing.
Who's the wittiest?
Who's the wittiest?
Who's the champ?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the 70s show?
Yes, and I'm glad you bring that up because I think that opens up a whole nother. I don't want to say genre, but a whole nother slice of the market there, because you had that 70s show, but then you also had all the other shows that were Fox shows, and the main one that I liked aside from that 70s show was Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Now that one didn't have a laugh track. I guess that would be what you call the one camera is what it's called.
Yeah, single camera.
Yeah, but when I think of the Fox comedies, I think of that 70s show, and I also think of Malcolm in the Middle. I'm not sure which one I like better, though, but I really like both of those.
Didn't they come at the same time or something like that? Mm-hmm. There was, like, one was before the other one or something?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I remember for 70s show, they tried to do a spinoff called the 80s show.
Yes.
Well, not really a spinoff, because it wasn't really...
It was the same
idea. It was the same idea, but it was, like, a whole other set of characters. So,
I remember that two episodes.
Not a spinoff, but yeah, you're right. It lasted for, like, a cup of coffee, pretty much.
Yeah. It failed miserably.
Yeah. Which is a shame, because I think I probably would have liked that one.
Yeah. Well, see, that 70s show started going downhill when the actual main character went away.
The redheaded chick. Oh, God.
Well, her, but, you know, freaking...
Topher Grace, yeah.
Yeah, when he went away, and it was, like, just supposed to be Kelso. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Like, he was a great buddy, but he was the dumb one, so he's not supposed to be the main character.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against Ashton Kutcher,
it's like having Kramer as the main...
Yeah, it would
He's funny, but he's not the star.
Yeah.
Unless the star leaves. And then you're forced to be the star.
Right,
and it doesn't work.
That's what happened, you know? Foreman went away. That's the kid's name, Foreman. Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah. Dumbass!
Dumbass. Okay. Kelso was played by...
Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher? Is that what I said?
Kutcher. You got it right.
Yeah, okay.
He went on to do another sitcom, but the sitcom that he went on to do was 2 1/2 Men.
I think you're skipping a little something there, but maybe we could revisit it. If you want to talk about 2 1/2 Men, let's talk about it now.
Well, all I was going to say was, like, for 2 1/2 Men, I think this is a special case of... the show continuing way past its prime.
Oh, yeah.
And they should have ended it at a certain time.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're all safe to say that's the case on this show.
Yeah.
I think this season is finally it's ending.
Is it?
The final season, ugh. Yeah. But Ashton Kutcher, he had the uneasy task of replacing Charlie Sheen
mm-hmm.
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well... And the show, honestly, it wasn't the same after Charlie Sheen left the show.
Right.
If you go back and watch his early seasons with Charlie and Cryer doing the performances between that's some great comedy right there.
Yeah.
But the chemistry just wasn't there.
Well, even aside from the chemistry not being there, it's like
storyline.
Who is this guy? That's not his brother that's crashing at his place forever right. anymore. It's like, I don't even remember how they explained it in this storyline, but I just remember
he was a millionaire who bought the house or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like they really tried to like shoehorn it in, and yeah. it wasn't natural.
And the half of Two and a Half Men,
he's not a half anymore.
Yeah,
he's grown.
Yeah, it's three guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you skipped something
okay. All right.
before we're getting into to Two and a Half Men, because I think Two and a Half Men is modern era
yeah.
sitcoms, which the only other modern era sitcom, I already mentioned it a couple of times, The Big Bang Theory, but right. I think those two shows mm-hmm. are kind of like way over here in the timeline, and there was a little gap, but I think there's a definitive end of when the I guess you could say the golden era of sitcoms ended.
Okay.
And it was at the end of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
Once Everybody Loves Raymond was canceled, the sitcom as an art form was dead. There was, yeah, sure, a couple of others after it, but sitcoms have never been as popular as they were after Everybody Loves Raymond. Not saying that I liked Everybody Loves Raymond. Me, personally, it's a little bit further down the list.
Yeah,
I didn't like it, but I think it was the last of the ones that was over with everybody. Everybody yeah. liked Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
You know, that was the last show that everybody clung on to, and then there was kind of a drought, and then the Two and a Half Men, and then Big Bang Theory, which are more modern,
right?
You know, so
and those are all on CBS, and CBS yeah. is kind of like CBS is still grasping onto that format of sitcoms,
mm-hmm.
and to their credit, Big Bang Theory is probably the most popular shows out there,
right? But it's one of a kind now.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the last of the breed.
I think there's still sitcoms out there, but they're just the success rate.
They're not popular.
No, it's more of a what everybody watches now.
It's not mainstream.
Yeah, mainstream.
Yeah, and I guess after Everybody Loves Raymond, the only show that you could halfway argue, and I'll tell you, no, you're wrong, but people could argue this, would be King of Queens. Like, oh, that was really popular after that, but I'd even say no.
I don't want to say it was popular, but it was still the same format.
Yeah,
hell,
same format, but not as popular.
I wouldn't say it was a spinoff, but those characters, I think Doug from King and Queens, I think he was on Ray a couple of episodes.
Was he?
And then Ray would do a couple episodes of King and Queens.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, they were in the same universe for sure.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah they both lived in New York, so.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
Randomly through PBS in syndication.
Oh,
did anybody watch Mr. Bean?
Yes!
Mr. Bean.
My favorite episode has to be when he's babysitting and he's at the carnival or at the fair and this flying loaded diaper like hits him right in the face while he's in a roller coaster. Oh my god.
Didn't he tie a bunch of balloons or something to the stroller
yes.
and the stroller started floating away?
Yes!
That was good. Foreign sitcoms. That is good stuff.
Now, yeah, and that's it's funny you should mention that. Did you watch Mr. Bean before Bean the movie?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, because I did not know about Mr. Bean until the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I know of Bean the movie, but I know that there was also Bean the show, and it was British.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure which came first.
Like, I remember watching... Like PBS before BBC was around, it was PBS. So I got to watch Mr. Bean. I got to watch glimpses of the Ali G show
mm-hmm.
with Sacha Baron Cohen.
That was on PBS?
Yeah.
No way.
You sure?
Oh, okay. That seems a little crude for PBS, to
yeah.
be honest.
Speaking of British shows, this is not old or anything like that. It's probably 7-8 years old. But I found out these shows through Netflix. And I'm going to say right here, IT Crowd.
Okay.
And Black Books.
Okay.
Two British shows. Definitely check those shows out. Hilarious. Black Books is okay. I geared more towards IT Crowd. This is my the topic at hand was more down my alley. So, but the characters and the good thing about British TV shows is that there's each season's like what, 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's not like you have to watch like 22 episodes to get through a season or anything. Yeah. So there's those. What about Benny Hill?
Oh yes, yes. That now that is some great freaking music, and yeah, that applies to anything.
Yeah, yeah. Very good, Chris. Yeah,
yeah.
That was some humor that goes over children's heads.
Yeah,
that's very.
That's
you have to go back
racy.
And watch it when you grow up.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, because it's funny because like some British stuff is like that where it's secretly racy.
I think I remember I was very little. But I think I remember seeing a skit or something on that. I think it was Benny Hill. And I wasn't supposed to be watching this. But there was this well-endowed woman in a T-shirt. And then I think it was, you know, it was Benny Hill. And she was like, he was wearing a T-shirt. And I don't know what it said on it. But she's like, ah. And she like ripped off the shirt. And he had another shirt. And he ripped that. And she ripped that one off. And she kept ripping off. It was like a shirt underneath that shirt.
Yeah.
And then he was like, he was going to do the same thing. Thinking she had a bunch of shirts. And he just ripped off the shirt.
And
ta-da!
Ta-da!
I was like, whoa, what is this?
You know, I remember there was another show that was on PBS that was kind of in between the two time frames there of the shows that you're talking about, but it was also British, and I just can't remember the name of it, but I remember thinking, wow, this is weird and dumb, but it was supposed to be funny, and maybe you guys could help me with the name. It was basically like a big department store, but, you know, a British... kind of like a Macy's or something, but like a huge department store where it was just about like the workers and the customers that would come in and talk to them. And
a British show?
A British show.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Was it called... I want to say Pennywise, but I know that's not the name of the show. But that's what I want to say it is.
No.
No. Well, listeners, if anybody remembers the show that I'm talking about, please let us know. Facebook.com/popculturerewind.
Huh.
I don't remember. Hard to come
on. I remember the music leading into it was the sound of the cash registers, but they would like put it to a beat, so like ka-ching doom doom ka-ching doom doom or something like that.
Mm. Is this older? Is like
it was older. It was not as old as Benny Hill, but older than, of course, IT Crowd and all that stuff, and the thing that Chris brought up.
Hmm.
Okay. But it was on PBS.
It was on PBS.
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to come on either right before or right after Red Dwarf. Do you remember Red Dwarf?
Yes. I never watched Red Dwarf, but
I watched a little bit of Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah. We're getting off topic here.
Yeah, we are getting off topic. Sorry.
No, it's fun. Okay, so we just mentioned King. I kind of like King and Queens. I still... Here's the thing about King and Queens and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
I love the fact on Everybody Loves Ray, even on the intro, the theme... he's just kind of talking about what the show's about, and he says, "Hey, I'm Ray. These are my parents. I have a couple of kids. Don't worry, it's not about them." I love that because a big part of sitcoms was, like we said before, it was situational stuff with families and things like that, and they would bring in their, it would be like stuff with their kids, and it would be about them.
Yeah.
And that was one show I think I did mention earlier, but a Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was a show that was based about his kids.
Wilson. Oh,
yeah.
Wilson.
Probably one of the best supporting characters.
One of the most beloved characters.
Yes.
And what's really weird about it is that you never saw him all the way. You've been into his house. I remember the first time that we like went into his house as a show. It's like, oh my god, this is Wilson's house. We might actually get to see his face. But no,
he's
always strategically
covered in
something. Yeah.
Strategically. Yeah. Very strategically. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was
very
cool.
Yeah. That was the intriguing part about it, because it kept you waiting. It kept you guessing. Like, when are we going to see his face? Mm-hmm. And I think they finally do it on the finale.
I think on the finale they did.
They finally did.
I don't remember for sure, though.
Yeah. But it got to a point where that was a show that did run really long, and they were starting to run out of ways of hiding him.
Now, another really good show, speaking about, you know, Everybody Loves Raymond, how about Everybody Hates Chris?
I never got into that one.
No, I loved it so much. I think that was another show that just didn't get its due. I guess maybe because people were like, oh, Everybody Hates Chris, they're trying to rip off Everybody Loves Raymond or whatever, but... yeah, that show was so freaking good.
You know what I did not know?
Huh.
The kid that played Chris.
Yeah, I was just about to say it.
He was the guy on Walking Dead. He's Noah.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that out the other day, too.
I saw it on Talking Dead.
Yeah.
The show that I liked, since you're talking about Everybody Hates Chris, the Bernie Mac Show.
Yes! Yes!
The Bernie Mac Show.
That was such a good show, man.
Yeah. God rest his soul.
From the second that I saw the original Kings of Comedy and after it, he was making his plight that, hey, come on, give me a show. Trust me, I'll make you money. Give me a chance. I'll take CBS. I'll take Fox. I'll take UPN. I'll take whatever.
White people, don't be scared. So, yeah, don't be scared.
Don't be scared. I suffered just like y'all suffered. Man, I love that show.
I love the format of the show because where it would show the show actually happening, and then it would be Bernie sitting down explaining. Listen here, America. Yeah. I don't know what the hell is wrong with these kids, but I'm gonna slap. like he would just like talk and like this
He's
is
venting.
Really cool.
He's venting. Yeah,
I think that was where all the reality shows got the idea of interrupting the show for commentary with the actual character.
Modern Family does it.
Yeah, Modern Family
does
it.
That's a big
yes.
example. Yeah.
Yes. So that started there with the Bernie Mac show, and it was so great.
I miss Bernie Mac, man.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
Better get yours.
I'm gonna get mine. You don't get Joe after I get mine. You fresh out of fucking love.
3 minutes. That's one heavyweight round bout.
People got knocked out the first goddamn round.
All right, pause. I'm gonna go watch original Kings of Comedy real quick.
All 3 hours of it.
This motherfucker owes me $35 motherfucking dollars. Nah.
All right. Oh, you know. Okay. I'm sorry. I mentioned one thing I do like about Ray. About it's not about kids. It's about the adult stuff. King of Queens. The situations that they got into, or the stuff that they would argue about, him and Carrie.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were realistic arguments that they would have.
Mm-hmm.
Like bills. They just got an extra check. They just got extra bonus.
Real working man stuff.
What do you do with this? You know, we can save it, or we can go. She wants to invest it. He wants to go buy a TV. You know,
yeah.
Things like that. There was realistic things. Like, I could see myself and my wife arguing about.
I do
argue about it. Yeah.
Having to have the father-in-law live with you in the basement.
Well, not so much, but
lending itself to realism. Yeah, but I think now, man, they try to do some stuff and some things kind of get a little bit of traction. The only thing that I can think of that's even halfway, maybe not even halfway, was Mike and Molly. You know,
I never saw it.
I've never really watched it either, but it did have good reviews. But I remember thinking, I don't care. You know,
it's still on.
I think it's still on.
What's the lady's name that plays Molly?
I don't
because
remember
she's,
her actor's name. Her real name.
I don't remember.
She's gone on to something else because I remember they're about to cancel. I think they're canceling that, and she's going on to keep doing her movies. And poor Mike,
I think a reason why a lot of people like that show was because, oh, it's the first time where it's like real people, and it's not like the fat lazy oaf man with this gorgeous woman, and like, oh yeah,
King
of
Queens.
Course it can. Yeah, of course that's not realistic. It's like, oh, like two regular fat people are together. Like, I think that's why it was a little popular for a little bit, but I don't know if that translated into good TV.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never saw it, so.
Again, the state of sitcoms nowadays is just terrible.
Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, people say that that's a good show.
I watch it for Kat Dennings, but that's about it.
Yeah?
Man.
Is that the raven-haired one?
The raven-haired one?
The, with the big tetas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the blonde one with the little tetas? I broke Travis.
Yes, you're right, Abel. Yes, you got it. You got your descriptions right. Yes. All right. So the current state of sitcoms is pretty much Big Bang Theory,
and then a lot of stuff that'll probably only last three, maybe four seasons tops.
Yeah. There's the oddities like Big Bang Theory. It's not supposed to work, but it does, which is funny because Big Bang Theory, it's more like people who they're supposed to be catering to can't stand the show, and everybody else loves the show. Like, it took me about three seasons before I actually started watching it. And the only reason I started watching it was because the girls at work, that I worked with, my mom, my sisters, like, you should be watching this show. You would love the show. It's all about what you like.
It's like, this is your life on TV. Yeah. Go watch it.
It's like, yeah. Okay. And I flipped it on. I immediately turned it off. I was like, this is the most bullshit show I've ever seen.
I wasn't aware of the show existence until during TBS they were flashing commercials every 5 seconds.
For syndication, yeah.
Hey, Big Bang's going to be here 5 nights a week, 3 hours a day, and then 2 episodes on Saturday, and then 1 Sunday morning when you're half asleep. When it got overhyped like that, I ran from it. Yeah. I didn't even want to try it.
Right.
And it wasn't until maybe this time last year, mm-hmm. I was forced to try to watch it, and I kind of got into it.
Yeah.
But I started from scratch. We got the first season on DVD, and I started from the beginning. Because if I try to catch into something like 3 or 4 seasons in, I can't.
I will tell you this. For some way or another, I got into watching, going back and watching it from scratch. I did turn it off originally. I would catch a bit of it here and there. And it's like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm kind of curious to see why it's what it is. Popular. Yeah. So I did go back and watch the first 3. Okay, the first, like, 2, maybe 2.5 seasons, those are good. Mm-hmm. I think those are really good, solid episodes. Sheldon is, like, the big character everybody knows from the show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In the first season or first 2 seasons, he's not as obnoxious as he is later on, because that's when they started catching on the fact, hey, he's popular. Let's run him to the ground.
Yeah.
You know, give him, like, catchphrases and... Yeah, that stuff, you know. So the first 2 seasons are tolerable. I do recommend checking those out. Have you gone back and watched, like, the...
I think I've watched all the way up to maybe season 4, and then I just fell off. But not because I didn't like it. I did like it. It's just I fell off because I just got busy, I don't know, doing podcasts or something. Yeah, but
try having 3 of them.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I know. Yeah. But I've never had any negativity towards the show, to be honest. I've always liked it. But then again, I'm not a nerd like you guys.
That's right. You're a mark.
Right. Yeah, yeah. This is a big difference. Big, big, big difference. No. I, in all honesty, I can understand some of the grievances, especially hearing about what's been going on in the later seasons. But kind of drawing comparisons again to Seinfeld with this is that I like how there were certain seasons that actually had story arcs. You know, I kind of dug that. So I can understand where watching it in syndication, if they're all mishmashed together, you may not be able to get into it as much.
Actually, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case for Big Bang Theory, because it's pretty much you get the gist of every episode.
Yeah.
And other than girlfriends coming in,
yeah,
that's pretty much the only difference. You can tell what season you're on just by the girlfriends.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, anyways. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. There's different things about that show that's... They're on, what, the 6th, 7th season now?
8th.
Something.
8th season?
They're on the 8th season.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they have at least 2 more, guaranteed.
Yeah, 2, because...
Wow, yeah, really?
They're going up to 10.
They're
going to
go to 10 seasons.
At least.
Wow.
Guaranteed contracts, yeah. 2 more years of this.
They must be doing something right.
That's the thing about when shows start running long periods of times, you start hearing about the actors, like, banding together and requesting so much money.
More
for
money.
I first heard about that about Friends.
Yeah.
Friends was, I think, the first public contract negotiations. And I think that's what kind of threw me off of Friends, honestly.
Really?
When I said I got... Because that's when I first heard, like, what, these assholes are, like, threatening to, like, walk out or whatever if mm-hmm. they don't get, like, $1 million per episode or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck this show. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, that was just... You see through the... You know, the backstage stuff now. And
yeah.
Now you're seeing the people, not the characters.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, these guys are just doing it for the money now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that's when we're getting to, like, Big Bang Theory. Even Simpsons.
Yeah.
All the voice actors did that, too. But
the main one.
But then again, they waited for, like, 20 years.
They were due.
Yeah. They're due for a raise, right? Yeah. But I don't know. Simpsons would be a sort of a sitcom.
If you count Simpsons as a sitcom, then we have to open up a whole other can of worms.
I don't want
to
do that.
You might be able to do a whole animation show.
We already did.
I'll do another one.
Let me bring up the one that I was talking about that we had to try to do a little debate, because watching it now as opposed to when it came out, even when I watched it growing up, because I laughed my ass off when I watched this growing up, I always thought the 1966 version of the Batman television show with
Adam West
was comedy.
Yeah.
No, I
came across that way. Like, it was that campy.
To me, it just, when I watched it as a kid, it was funny, but it was action.
Okay.
That's all it was to me. It was just straight up action. Of course, it was.
I don't know if the producers sat down and said, hey, this is going to be a comedy show when they set out to make it. I think when they sat down to make it, they're like, okay, let's make a movie about this really popular comic book. And, comics are for kids or whatever, so we're just going to have all this weird stuff. Oh, in the comic book, they say pow and zap and bang. Okay, well, I guess we'll say
that. Holy impregnability, Batman.
Yeah.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
I think it was unintentionally funny. I don't know. I mean,
well, that's what camp comes from, isn't it?
It's very campy. Yeah, that's where camp comes from. So, yeah.
But unintentional funny. Yeah, I can see your point of view on that, Chris. Definitely, for sure. But to me, it was just an action.
All right. Now, I've already said what my all-time favorite is. Travis, what's your all-time favorite sitcom?
Ooh, that is a tough one. Give me a sec.
Chris.
Longevity and impact to me? It's a tie between Full House and Family Matters.
You know, we didn't talk about Family Matters that much. Or Full House.
Name one bad episode of either Full House or Family Matters.
Okay, the bad episode on Family Matters, when Urkel and Stefan Arkell met. That was a bad episode. And then, like, Stefan said, I'll be the one that'll be with Laura. And, like, he decided to go away.
That was his
alter
ego. It was like, yeah. Joel White being Joel White, pretty much.
Yeah. It was, that stuff was terrible. Full House? I don't know. I can't think of it.
I don't know.
Full House.
I'm not going to say it was my favorite. Well, one of my favorites of all time would probably be Fresh Prince.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Just because I can't think of a really bad, anything negative to say about it.
So you think that's greatest sitcom of all time?
For me.
For you. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. If I want to go like off of like ratings, longevity, and what it meant to the history of TV, this and that, then there's definitely going to be one set or both.
Well, then my favorite would be Mama's Family, because I still look for
there you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. What
Mama!
You're... Yeah.
Oh, George Lopez Show. Did you guys even like that? Did y'all watch it?
I watched a couple episodes of it.
It had promise, but it never lived up to its promise.
Okay. One thing I'm going to tie into this bit of this conversation here is what's a show or two that you watched back when it first came on that you loved? You watched every episode. And then, but going back, you're going back to what I watched. You're like, what is this crap? I can't watch this. I mean, is there a show that... You just can't stand anymore, but you loved it when it first came out. Or vice versa. Was there a show that you couldn't stand when it first came out, but now you go back, hey, this is pretty good.
Amen.
Well, okay, which way?
Yeah.
I was raised to hate Amen.
What? Because really?
I was Jehovah's Witness.
Oh.
And Amen was, I think...
Baptist.
Yeah, and then watching it now with George Jefferson still being on the lead,
after
the Jefferson Show, I was like, oh, man. I can relate to a lot of that's the building fund and the...
Yes.
And everybody trying to hit on the pastor, like everybody hitting on the main guy. I loved it now.
What was the deacon's name? The one that George Jefferson's daughter always wanted to get with?
I can't remember.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Can't remember.
That was a really, really good show too, man.
Amen.
I'll tell you one that I always watched when it first came out. Y'all just talked about it. I going back, I can't stand watching the shows or anything about it, but Full House.
You can't stand Full House?
Not anymore, man. It's just
overhyped to you?
Not overhyped, it's just something about the cheesiness of the show.
It's where they played the piano music right when they got to the bonding moment that everyone's supposed to learn their lesson. Here, insert dramatical music.
It was everything about it is so cheesy. If you go back and watch it, it's just
like the last of the old school archetype, because the same thing happened with Cosby. The same thing happened with other episodes where they every episode had that moment where you're supposed to learn this from the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
And Family Matters too was the same way. Where
it was the same company that made them.
Yeah.
It was just
that Vin.
Wasn't there a
Vin to something?
Doesn't matter if you're black or white. You learn the lesson the same.
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista. That's what it was.
Buena Vista.
De Boca Vista.
Did Didn't, like, the characters cross over a couple times between Full House and Family Matters?
I thought it was between Full House and Step by Step.
Yeah.
Was it? That's right, yeah. No, like, I kind of like Step by Step. It's been forever since I've seen an episode.
I remember the intro with the roller coaster at the end of the intro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, what about you? Is there a show that you...
There was a show, yeah, yeah. And I alluded to it earlier.
Okay.
It's Dinosaurs.
Okay.
I dug it when I was little. I fucking hate that show now. Like, I watched this crap. Like, it's just so, ugh. I can't believe I really dug it that much, as much as I did. Like,
it's on Netflix, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
You know, it's funny because, yeah, Netflix did have it, and I was like, oh, Dinosaurs. I'm going to go watch an episode of it. I watched the pilot. I was like, it's not as funny as I thought it was.
Yeah, it was like... Everything was leading up to somehow in the episode to get the little baby to go, not the mama. And yeah. Like, that's it.
You hit him with a frying pan or something?
Yeah, it's like, okay, what else you got? And there's all this, like, back then, oh man, this animatronic stuff is great. It looks awesome. And you look at it now, I was like, who the hell is it? Who's drunk in that puppet suit? Like, like, it's terrible.
Here's one show that we did not talk about, and it was brought to my attention earlier, and I wanted to throw this out here, see if y'all remember it or heard about it. The Gary Shandling Show.
Oh.
The who?
Yeah.
Gary Shandling?
Fox!
Do you know Gary? You don't even know who Gary Shandling
is?
I
have no idea what you're talking about.
Iron Man 2, the Senator.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Back in the day, he had a TV show called The Gary Shandling Show.
A variety show?
No. It was a sitcom? It was a sitcom.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing about this. It was a show that was basically about him, and he would actually break the fourth wall, and he would turn and talk to the camera.
Like in the Bernie Mac show?
No, no, no. This was on the set. Like,
oh,
Like, he was talking, and he would turn. Here's I haven't seen the show since I was a kid, and I remember watching the show as a kid, I think a lot of the humor I wouldn't have appreciated if I go back and watch it now. Mm. Because I know there's a lot of stuff that went over my head as a kid. So that's one show. You don't see that anywhere, like on Netflix or DVD distribution, anywhere. So that's one show that I might want to try to track down and see if that still holds up over time.
Okay.
He did another show after that, the Larry Sanders Show. It was on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he was a talk show host.
I'm going to take a guess that the Muppet Show doesn't count in this category, does it?
Oh, okay.
That'd be a variety show.
Well, no, it was a show about a variety show.
True.
Could it be? Well, was it 30 minutes or an hour?
30 minutes.
Maybe.
It might be.
Might be.
Yeah, because there were some shows that we obviously didn't talk about because there's obviously...
Brady Bunch.
I mentioned that one.
Oh, you did. Sorry.
Carol Burnett Show. That was from the 70s.
Carol Burnett Show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're backtracking.
Yeah.
But we mentioned a couple things here. We mentioned the finale.
Different Strokes.
I said Gary Coleman. That was the show he was for. You mentioned like the finale of Seinfeld. The Chris, you mentioned the lesson learned at the end of the episode. There's always been little tropes here and there about every episode would have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about certain finales? Like one thing about finales was they would move.
Yeah.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. They would...
Everybody would move.
Yeah. Fresh Prince, that's how they ended.
Mm-hmm.
I think Growing Pains, that ended the same way. They sold their house. Friends. The finale of Friends just came on the other day, and I saw that. They moved out of the apartment.
Somebody got married and
moved,
right?
Yeah, they all got together and they all moved out their separate... I think Joey was still going to be in the apartment next door.
Yeah,
but that was a spinoff, Joey. That was another spinoff.
Joey had his own spinoff.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reaction you're supposed to have. It was Ross and Rachel got together. And they all moved out of the big purple apartment, pretty much.
Yeah.
So anyway,
the children, Kelly got married.
Did she?
In the backyard?
Did she?
Yeah, that's how that show ended.
Yeah, there's always some kind of life changing moment at the finale.
Yeah.
Home Improvement, I'm sure, had something.
Home Improvement, the kids grew up and moved out.
And they moved out of Detroit, but they wound up taking the whole house and everything with them.
What?
It was on a huge flatbed truck, and Tim was driving it, and the whole house was on the flatbed because they didn't feel like selling it because there were so many memories in there. So wherever they moved, they just took the whole damn thing.
That's just stupid. I don't remember that at all.
Naomi gave birth to the baby of Mama's Family, and that's how that show ended.
Okay.
They moved out of the basement, and they had like a... like a trailer home that was parked in the driveway, and they lived outside.
How did that 70s show end? Because Foreman moved before the moved out, but the show kept going.
Honestly, after he left, I would watch an episode here and there, but I was like, it's not really funny.
Family Matters, didn't Urkel go into space?
You know what? I'm not sure, but why the hell not? That sounds like...
Hey, what about another little trope here? The Clip Show.
Yes. Yeah.
If you last a certain amount of seasons, you start having clips.
And the way that the Clip Show would always happen is the main character or like the secondary character or whatever. Hey, remember the time when... And then... You know, then you get the Clip Show. Oh, well, I remember the other time when... Da-da-da. And then they would...
Or when something, like they are moving, or they're just kind of sitting back and they're just kind of looking around the house. They don't even say anything, and it just like flashes back to like different clips.
Yeah.
I think Fresh Prince did that a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris, you got anything else?
I think I'm tapped out.
You're tapped out? You're kind of quiet this episode.
I watched a lot of older stuff. Like, I'm not really familiar with a lot of the new stuff.
Yeah. It's funny, some of those older ones that you mentioned, that was some of the ones I grew up on too, so...
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Well, because it's all the same syndication, right? And I think we're like a year apart, if that long. I don't even think that much, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... Yeah, we're watching the same shit, just different houses.
Yeah.
And you, little young one over here.
Younger, you guys are what, 3 years?
It's a lifetime, my friend.
Well, in TV land, it
yeah,
is. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. So, oh man, I mean, if you want it to spin off into animation shows, God, that's its own thing right there.
I'll be definitely doing another episode on...
Well, because see, the episode you guys already did was specifically about Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah, but there's so much more than just that.
Yeah. No, there will be an animation special coming soon, my friends.
Animation domination. Copyright.
Right.
All
right.
You're going to get a cease and desist because of that. Yeah.
Fuck them. Okay, Abel.
Yes.
I know this was a topic that you were looking forward to discussing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to get off your chest discuss or bring to the audience's attention or anything like that?
Man, no, I think we pretty much covered it all, man. I can't think of anything. I mean, if there's a series that we left out,
I'm sure there are. I'd love
to hear from our listeners here and see what they have to say.
Yeah, definitely some. What are your favorite pastime sitcoms?
Yeah.
Hashtag answer PCR.
Yeah, there you go.
See if that works.
It's not gonna work. It'll work.
Well, if someone helped promote the damn show, Chris.
Yeah, you just gotta do it with gusto and confidence.
Yeah, Travis.
Abel.
Travis, our fearless leader, is there anything you have to say before we...
No, I think this was a fun episode, kind of reminisce on some of the past shows we grew up on. So, listeners, if there's anything else, shoot us a line. Again, facebook.com/popculturerewind. Tweet us at PopCultureRWND, or send us an email. Let us know how bad we suck.
Yeah.
PopCultureRewind@gmail.com. So until then, I'm Travis.
And I'm Abel.
And I'm Chris.
And always remember to pop your culture.
news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle.